Peru says foreign leftists aiding riots supporting imprison ex-president. By Christian K. Caruso on January 6, 2023. Peru's Defense Minister Jorge Chavez announced on Thursday that, according to intelligence reports, five Bolivian foreigners entered the country to incite violent leftist riots and promote separatism in the nation's south. The defense minister's claim follows two Peruvian lawmakers formally accusing former far-left Bolivian President Evo Morales on Thursday of intervention to promote leftist riots and force the annexation of Peru's southern Puno region to Bolivia. For the past month, Peru has experienced an ongoing wave of riots demanding the liberation of Marxist ex-president Pedro Castillo. Castillo was impeached and arrested on December 7 after he attempted to dissolve Peru's Congress prior to an impeachment vote. A move known as an autogolpe, self-coup, as it essentially would have illicitly prevented his ouster. Following Castillo's arrest, Dina Boluarte, who served as Castillo's vice president, assumed the nation's presidency, becoming Peru's sixth president in the past 6 years. Boluarte will remain in charge until new elections are held, currently slated to take place in April 2024 instead of the scheduled 2026 date. The deadly pro-Castillo riots, which has targeted agricultural industries and organized roadblocks, have received support from Castillo allies and other regional governments. The protests had briefly waned during Christmas and New Year festivities, but quickly resumed with the start of 2023. Via intelligence information, which is handled by the Ministry of the Interior and the National Police, we have received this type of information in which there are foreign citizens who have entered not only with the intention of inciting violence but also integrating that separatist idea from one part of the country, Defense Minister Chavez said at a press conference. The names of the five Bolivian citizens were not publicly disclosed so as to not disrupt the authorities' investigation. In addition to the defense minister's report, Peruvian lawmaker Jorge Montoya formally accused Bolivian ex-president Evo Morales, who himself attempted to stay in power illegitimately before voluntarily departing the country in 2019, of attacking the national integrity of Peru on Thursday through the use of his RUNASUR project to incite separatist actions in Puno, Peru. RUNASUR is a progressive initiative led by Morales that, according to its website, defines itself as a plurinational integration mechanism between indigenous peoples, Afro-descendants, social, union, territorial organizations and social movements in the region. Morales maintained a notably active presence in Puno during Castillo's government, 2021 to 2022, to promote his RUNASUR project. Prior to his formal accusation, Montoya branded Morales a miserable declared enemy of Peru through his personal Twitter account on Tuesday. "Citizen E. Morales is an enemy. Citizen Morales is a miserable declared enemy of Peru," Montoya wrote. "The government, foreign ministry and internal affairs ministry must prohibit the entry of said subject and the media not replicate any of his news or statements." In addition to accusing Morales, Montoya similarly condemned the former governor of Puno, Herman Alejo Apaza, and the former governor of the Junin region Vladimir Serrin, accusing them of treason for allegedly conspiring with Morales. Vladimir Serrin is also the secretary general of the radical leftist Free Peru Party, which Castillo was part of until July. Peruvian lawmaker Tania Ramirez also presented accusations against Morales on Wednesday, claiming that the former Bolivian president was financing the leftist protests to annex Puno to Bolivia. The lawmaker, through her personal Twitter account, said that Peruvian prosecutors must request the arrest of Morales, noting the importance of Puno's lithium reserves. "The geopolitical position and the 4.7 million tons of lithium in Puno are important reasons for Evo Morales to finance protests in the south to annex Puno to Bolivia," Ramirez wrote. "It is not simple interference, it is a crime against our sovereignty. The prosecutor's office must request his capture now." Peruvian President Dina Boluarte announced on Wednesday that she was in talks with the nation's migration authorities to observe the possible entry of Morales to Peru amidst the protests. "We are talking with migration, so that, within this context, we can see the situation of Mr. Evo Morales' entry into the country," Boluarte said to Peru's PBO radio. "I believe that no one, no person, no former president, no leader from another country has to intervene in the internal affairs of a country. Evo Morales responded to the Peruvian lawmakers' accusations on Wednesday by turning the other cheek and demanding the stop of Terruqueo, a slang term used among Peru's politicians to describe left-wing people engaging in terrorism-related activities that, according to him, is being used against Peru's indigenous population. "We turn the other cheek to the political attacks of the Peruvian right," Morales said. "But please, stop the massacres, illegal detentions, persecution and Terruqueo against our indigenous brothers. There will be no peace without social justice. The deep Peru demands a fundamental transformation." As of the first week of January, the southern region of Puno is currently the Peruvian region with the highest number of protests and riot-related incidents. According to Carlos Posada, the director of Lima's Chamber of Commerce, CCL, the ongoing protests, riots, and road blockades have so far caused losses of around 1.2 billion Peruvian soles, $315.1 million, to Peru's economy. Similar far-left riots and protests, with similar cases of foreign leftist incitation or participation, have taken place in the region in the past years. In Chile, a deadly wave of leftist riots that initially began over public transit fare hikes in 2019, and where foreign individuals from Cuba, Bolivia, Dominican Republic, Haiti, and Colombia were caught participating in the riots, culminated with demands of rewriting the nation's constitution through the following years. The proposed constitutional rewrite ultimately failed to pass by a vote in September. In Colombia, a wave of leftist riots was unleashed in 2021 in response to then-President Iván Duque's tax hike proposal to offset costs incurred as a result of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. The controversial tax proposal was ultimately shelved and replaced with a less hated one. Yet, it did nothing to quell the leftist riots. Reports published at the time showed evidence of foreign leftist influence in the riots coming from Asian social media accounts and from the neighboring socialist regime of Venezuela. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.